In February, students from the Jacobs School of Music came together to perform conducting student Nicholas Hirsch's arrangement of Queen's rock anthem Bohemian Rhapsody. The unpolished video of that performance went viral. Now what was originally conceived as little more than an encore has taken on a life of its own. Students from Jacobs and the Department of Telecommunications have collaborated on high-quality audio recording and a live performance video. Annie Corrigan was at the recording session.
Indiana University conducting student Nicholas Hirsch has been on and off his cell phone most of the morning as he tries to wrangle the 57 student musicians playing in his orchestra today.
Hey, Mikhail. Are you lost? You found it. Okay. Okay, good. All right. We'll see you soon. Bye.
This pickup group is performing Hirsch's arrangement of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, while students from the Department of Telecommunications make a video recording, and students from the Recording Arts Department of the Jacobs School of Music make an audio recording. John Walsh is a senior lecturer in the Department of Telecommunications. He also teaches the multi-camera performance production class from which the 12 students working on the project today were recruited.
And then what you're looking at here is Control 5. This is the broadcast control room where we can look through these clear glass windows into Studio 5 and watch what's going on in the recording.
Cameras, you ready? All right, let's start black. And let's go, guys. Have fun. We're going in 5... 4, 3, 2, 1. Dissolve camera 4. Ready camera 2. Dissolve 2.
The result of today's session will be a far cry from the video of the first performance that was posted on YouTube on February 10th.
When Nick made the composition, he and musicians in the Jacobs School put together a video with just a single camera, and they posted that to YouTube, and in a couple weeks it got over 5,000 hits. So we realized there are people that want to see this.
It's now up to almost 253,000 views. The arrangement is for solo viola and orchestra. Hirsch says he was looking for something to arrange when he heard Queen's rock anthem on the TV. It hit him that Freddie Mercury's voice is in the same range as the viola. Coincidentally, he was also set to perform the Walton Viola Concerto with violist Sarah Harball.
And Nick texted me about a week before and said, "What if I arrange Bohemian Rhapsody?" And I said, "Yes." And the rest is history.
with this particular arrangement, I wanted to kind of feature the orchestra as an orchestra and not kind of have it, you know, be a kitschy kind of, you know, rock band adaptation. I wanted it to be like a real orchestral tune.
I've got to give Nick props for his arrangement.
Conrad Strauss is the chair of the Recording Arts Department at the Jacobs School of Music, and he was the producer of the audio recording.
I think what he did is a masterclass in orchestral arranging. He used every trick in the book, and he also wrote an arrangement that is very playable, too. It's sophisticated, but it's fits exactly idiomatically within what the orchestra can do.
The middle section of the arrangement is one of the most instrumentally colorful portions.
Freddie Mercury described himself as being operatic, quote-unquote. Along those lines, I kind of, you know, gave it different orchestral styles and features different instrument combinations.
Strauss says that for him, what set this aside from the thousands of other pieces that get performed every semester at the Jacobs School is how it marries rock and roll with classical music so seamlessly. He thinks the student musicians agreed because their excitement during the recording was palpable.
I think it's a kind of music that's very dear to everyone, and they're just very, very happy to bring it into the classical aesthetic and bring the skills that they have as fantastic classical musicians performing one of the most well-known pieces of rock music ever composed.
Thank you. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photos of the recording session on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.